B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Out to Bruce Arena, the refs. Anybody watch the Red Sox last night?
Nope.
I'll watch refs tonight now.
Well, the refs have a 7-game unbeaten streak going on. They had 5 ties in there. But at least they've been competitive.
Right?
They've been competitive. They're a competitive team.
The draws are brutal, especially when they outplay, you know, opponents for big stretches. So
need to add something in there to break those up.
Thanks, Pele.
Shootout. No more ties. Straight to a shootout. What are you saying? Thanks, Pele. Thanks,
I tell you what, against Matt Turner right now, I like the Revs' chances in a shootout.
That's good defender.
Exactly. I'm with you on this. Yeah. Did you see? I didn't see this. I've now seen a picture of him, but Robert Stock pitching for the Red Sox last night. And an individual, Aaron Kessler, who is a sportsbook director somewhere, I don't know where, tweeted out, "I implore you all to put on the Red Sox game. They have this dude, Robert Stock, pitching, and he looks like he's twice divorced and completely given up on life. I can't stop watching him. It's transfixing."
What's this guy look like?
So he tweets this out, right?
Yeah.
Guess who answers? Sarah Stock.
Oh,
the wife of Robert Stock.
No.
With maybe one of the best tweets I've ever seen.
So she's got a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
She retweeted him and writes, "Zero times divorced, but if he keeps walking the leadoff batter, I'll consider filing."
Good for her.
I might watch tonight.
Good for her.
I'll turn it on for a minute.
What a great tweet.
Because you could get it. You could get it like Anna Horford, Horford's brother or sister. Like, she'll get into it with people on Twitter, like defending people. She'll defend her brother.
How great is that? Zero times divorce, but if he keeps walking the leadoff hitter, I'll consider it.
Gordon Hayward's wife, is that Penelope? She'll get into it with people, right?
I can't remember her name.
Well, it's no. Robin.
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 Robin. Robin.
I couldn't have missed that one. Bird.
I was way off.
Yeah.
So I heard Wallach talking about this morning. I think it was Robert Stock. Is he's the guy who hasn't made a start in the majors in 6 years?
That may be true.
Is that who they have going tonight?
Yeah, kick him.
Oh, okay.
Damn near killed
him. I didn't know the name before today either.
6 years.
Dana Kicker is back. Is that what you just said?
Kick him.
Oh, kick him.
Damn near killed him.
Dylan's in the car on Leonard Fournette. Dylan.
Yes, what's going on? How are you?
Hey.
Hiya.
Good. Yeah. So you guys were talking about Fournette earlier, and I'm actually shocked that he did make it through the waivers, and also my comment about carrying 2 quarterbacks yesterday. So I'm 0-2 since yesterday. So, but I think it'd be interesting if we do end up somehow slipping through and picking him up. Because I think that even though our running back room is pretty stacked with all those dudes, I think they could easily work it out and cut, like, Brandon Bolden would be the extra or the first cut, at least I think so.
Bolden's gone. He opted out, Dylan. He's not here. You don't have to worry about Brandon Bolden. He opted out weeks ago. Zoe knows something, and he's not sharing.
I don't know anything. Yet. For sure.
You know something.
I don't know anything yet. For sure.
A lot of qualifiers in there.
Might be a little interesting.
Where do you host tomorrow night's premiere from? Can I ask that question?
Yeah, from the lounge down the field, the Optum Lounge.
So you will be at the stadium tomorrow night?
I'll be at the team tomorrow, yeah.
Wait, the team will be there with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Will Leonard Fournette be there?
I don't think so, no.
So I was assuming that when it was a virtual event that
I will be doing the coach live, yes.
Oh, so
live interview with
you're going to see the coach there.
Yeah.
There will be players there.
Yes. I will be tested multiple times.
You're going to be tested multiple times beforehand, today and tomorrow.
Cavity search tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting for me that you'll be down there with seeing your friends.
I see a couple guys. I mean, I haven't seen guys in a while. Sometimes they get excited when they see me. Hey, what's up?
Because you will be chock full of information by like 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's how I feel you will be tomorrow.
I'm going to be mad. It's going to be like no finger food. Because like one of the best things about this event was the food they roll out. Like, it's pretty damn, like a freaking wedding. Nice. Mm. Remember Wick was there last year with Steve DiFilippo. Wick brought his own tea drink.
So it was one of those guys.
Tequila. He's got that fancy tequila. We were like chugging like $400 bottles of tequila.
Yeah. And then that's when Zoe really starts eating like crazy, right? Like after all the drinking. Yeah.
Well, finger snacking, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be licking that, and then here come scallops wrapped in bacon. You're not going to have that. Can't do that. COVID. Get a nice little pre-boxed dinner. Maybe a
sandwich.
TV dinner. Salisbury steak.
Hardy.
Maybe a little salad. Hardy, did your dad used to buy the TV dinners? Used to get those when you come home from school?
No.
Oh, there's the one with the two pieces of chicken, the corn, and the mashed potatoes with the brownie. That's my favorite TV dinner, along with the Salisbury steak.
I don't think my father set foot in a grocery store until he was in his 60s. I'm pretty sure he never went.
Mama pool, huh?
Yeah.
Nice lady. Hard worker.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. There's something I think we need to get to before we're gone for the week.
This what the jetpack guy?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Remember the one of the first Super Bowls? This guy came out at halftime or pregame and he's flying around the field. It was awesome. Now I guess you could do it.
Well, there's an FBI investigation that has been opened.
Oh, they need to pipe down.
Related to a guy in a jetpack.
Was it a plane?
Two planes are bitching.
This is great.
Why don't we get to that coming up next?
Okay.
All right. And
now part of these two, these jetpack guys, sometimes people confuse them. They're called like the flying entities. Like some people think it's Jesus. Like this has happened before in Mexico where these phenomena of UFO.
I'm sorry,
stuff.
You think these planes saw Jesus?
No. There's these, you'll see some of these videos of there's this like guy just hovering. And he's just flying and moving across, but there's like no jetpack on him. And it looks like Jesus. And people are like, oh my God.
Well, what is it?
You don't know. It's like, it's a phenomenon.
Like Mothman.
Yes. Yeah. Or that creature down in the, down up Bridgewater.
All right, Triangle. Why don't we get to it next? We'll take a quick time out here.
People call it a Bridgewater Triangle if you want. Yeah, do that.
We don't want that.
Right,
I don't think we want
there.
That.
There's cuckoos out there.
We'll get to, we'll get to Flying Jesus or a guy in a jetpack, and we'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth.
Well,
so much.
2020's been a weird year, right? I mean, that's putting it mildly. How about this? Imagine being a commercial airline pilot coming in for a landing at LAX, one of the country's largest airports.
Great.
And you're miles from landing, and you're at about 3,000 feet, coming down for a landing, mm-hmm. descending. And all of a sudden, you see a guy out the window with a jetpack.
What? He ain't in your way. Fly by him.
300 yards off the wing.
That's pretty close.
Very close. Let's hear how it sounded on the radios,
okay.
The air traffic control radio.
Here's Visual Post 25 left, 180 to Lima, American 1997. That's our American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
Okay, American 1997, contact tower 120.95. Thanks today.
120.95. We'll see you, American
1997.
What?
And Skyway 3962, and we just saw the guy pass by us. Jetpack. JetBlue 23, use caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet, 10-mile final.
Those are two different flights checking in that both went right by the guy on the jetpack. 3,000 feet up.
I love this because the guy's messing with the planes, and he knows it, so he knows the flight path of the plane. So I'm going to get this jetpack. I'm going to get up about 3,000 feet. I'm going to stay close but to where they could see me, but I don't want to get chopped by a wing. I wonder if, like, the draft of the plane would somehow, like, suck him in. You know what I mean?
I think all kinds of stuff could go wrong.
You think? If his jetpack gave out. That would scare me.
You got to be wearing a parachute. But
I don't know, dude.
But it's like a jetpack. So if it failed on you and you started going down, 3,000 feet, as high as that is,
yeah.
It's not a lot of height in order to get a jetpack off and deploy a parachute, I wouldn't think.
The hell do you know about jetpacks?
Well, I've been skydiving before.
You have?
Sure.
Shut the front door.
No.
You jumped out of a plane.
Yes. I did a tandem jump once.
You have a heart attack?
Once. Oh, yeah. It was the worst thing. I'd never do it again. It was terrible.
What made you want to do that?
Awful. That was a graduation gift from my sister from college.
Thanks.
She was probably trying
you.
To kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went too.
And it was terrifying.
Terrifying. We went from 10,000 feet. You free fall for the first half, and then you open up the chute and you float down.
So you're strapped on to some guy, right?
Yeah. He's strapped on to me. He's on my back.
What if his
that
didn't
doesn't
open?
Sound fun?
No, it was not.
What if like your clothes ripped when like he went up and like it ripped your and you went?
Well, you're not tied together with a canvas belt from Old Navy. I mean, it's like, you know, this full harness thing.
I don't care what it is.
I mean,
that's like saving you from life or death.
But I'm saying if you're in a jetpack, you pretty much have to expect something is going to go wrong, right? This is
these aren't perfected, you mean. So.
Thank you.
Right? Well, here's the thing. You don't have any wings. You're not able to glide down if the jetpack dies.
You've got to have that balance.
Well, I don't know.
It's a parachute landing if your pack dies.
But if it goes at 3,000 feet, is that enough time to get the pack off and deploy your chute?
I don't know, but here's a real question.
We need like skydive. We need Army Rangers. We need Airborne Rangers.
Get the pack off.
Is this guy out of his mind being 300 yards away from jetliners coming in?
A, he's out of his mind to begin with, yes.
Yes.
B, out of your mind to be 300 yards away from a passenger jet. Of course. Of course. But I understand why the pilots are... You fly into a flock of geese, and all of a sudden you're making an emergency landing on the Hudson River.
I saw Soli, yep.
Yeah. Bird strike. What is it for a jetpack strike? I don't even know if you have time to radio in. That might be all she wrote.
LAPD got the call. They did a flyover in the area, and were not able to locate anyone that matched the description.
Oh, so it's a mysterious jetpack man.
Well, we did see a guy in a jetpack, but he was wearing a blue hat, and nobody mentioned a blue hat.
That's
so
great. It's like those free jumpers that like jump off the Eiffel Tower, but they get away at the end because the cops can't get there fast enough. That's great.
We saw one propeller pack, but no jetpacks. The propeller pack guy, you don't even need a license.
What about
for that?
The one guy with the beanie hat with the little thing that spins and he goes straight up?
The helicopter beanie hat guy. He's fine. He's about 4 feet off the ground.
This is great. I love this stuff.
The like jetpack stuff
drones,
is crazy, though.
Yeah.
So I remember the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Was it the Michael Jackson one? It was a long
no,
time
No, it was
ago.
Like, it was one of the first ones. It was like Super Bowl II or something. It was like Chiefs. It might have been
no.
Super Bowl. It was early, sorry. It was early Super Bowls. Yeah. It wasn't Michael Jackson. I was at Michael Jackson's.
Rocket belt at the Super Bowl. All right. We can.
Like maybe Super Bowl X, somewhere in there.
I think there may have been more than one. The first Super Bowl halftime show took place. Da, da, da. Okay, 1967.
Thank
Super
you.
Bowl one.
Thank you.
And guys flying around with jetpacks.
That's awesome.
Really?
Now think about that. You gotta go all the way up to 67. So last week they found more underground hidden bases in Area 51. We got trucks driving in underground, so they got stuff under there, man.
Well, there's a company. There's a company in LA called Jetpack Aviation.
Nice,
based in California. One of their jetpack devices can go to 15,000 feet.
That's badass.
However, their devices are not for sale for recreational use.
Oh, that's
and they're highly supervised, so they know it was not one of their devices because they know where all of their devices are, and it wasn't theirs. Yes.
There's a secret device out there. Underground
market. Do they know where all of them are, or do you have to like register online once you buy one? Because sometimes I don't even register. Like if I get like a new like air fryer, I don't register that thing.
Yeah.
So maybe they sold a couple and they didn't, fill out the warranty card.
But a pilot last year in Dubai in an aerial showcase.
Oh, my God, did you see that one?
Went to 6,000 feet.
It was awesome.
In a 3-minute flight with
a jetpack. He flew everywhere. That thing was awesome.
So it is certainly possible. It's very possible. Let's go to your phones. Pete's in Rockland. Pete.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick story about the skydiving. So my girlfriend and her oldest son went last year to the place in Orange, Mass., and they're waiting to get on the plane. They use the same plane, so they were next in line. So the plane that was coming in with the group prior to them ended up crashing in the field.
The plane crashed or they crashed once
the plane crashed in the field. Everyone was safe and everything, but the plane crashed because it was only the pilot on there. But the plane crashed just before they were the next group to get on the plane to go up.
And but the pilot was okay?
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
Plane crashes. Funny.
This is badass. So pull up the Dubai jet man. And just watch this guy fly around Dubai. This
I'd rather
is crazy.
Do this. What did you request for an instrument earlier?
Me?
Yeah,
I wanted like a polka band guy, like accordion.
Like Corey Pesatoro, world champion accordion player.
There we go.
Corey.
So, some friend of mine messages me and is like, "They're talking about you on 98.5." I'm like, "Oh, what do they need? They need accordion.
Yeah. Let's go.
What do you got?"
Well, I thought they said something about sports themes. Now, I've done a YouTube video, which people should go watch. I did a whole video of 15 sports themes. So I was pulling a couple out so that I could play a couple, if you'd like, and you could figure out which ones are which.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe we'll do like three.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's see. I'll find more of these.
Obviously.
What is that?
Yeah, it's
Monday Night Football.
I wish you would keep going.
Oh, all right.
I wish you would keep going. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of these. Hold on. Let's see.
Sunday Night Football.
All right, what's next?
Excellent.
Give me like something Polish. Give me a Polish polka.
That was Sunday night.
Yeah. We know.
And just for all the aspiring accordionists, this is an electric accordion. Don't try this at home. Start off simple. All right.
Well, if you want Zoe's favorite song, that would be very easy. Which I'm surprised it's still legal. Let's see.
I get dizzy.
Yeah, there you go.
When I'm dancing around my jumbo, I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's, man.
What are you doing next week?
I have no gigs.
We should do this every week.
But yeah. No.
Poker review with Corey.
Poker review with Corey and Zoe.
What do you guys call yourselves down there in Western PA?
The Hunkies.
Hunkies, yes.
Yeah.
It's always said.
The George O'Massey. My grandfather used to make me watch a George O'Massey Polka Review. Yeah. It was on every Sunday.
Do you know that the Pittsburgh Steelers actually made their own lyrics up to the Pennsylvania Polka?
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah, I know. Of course they would do something.
All right, like give us one more. Give us one more. What do we got?
What do you want?
Billy Lanning wants to know if you can learn the This Week in Baseball theme at some point. If you could.
Hold on. I'll write it down. This Week in Baseball.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that next week. This Week in Baseball.
That sounds like a hoot.
Yeah. How about the Masters theme? It's in November this year. You got like 2 months to learn it.
I didn't do it because it's just like the piano thing. It's like some kind of piano thing.
You pretty much have it.
You have it.
You pretty much got it.
Piano. But what do you want? Give me something exciting.
Give me
You got the Fox. Can you theme? Do? You've given us.
Can you
ESPN
do DJ Cole? Let me clear my throat.
How about the NBA song that what's his John Tesh wrote?
Oh, that's right.
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
NBA on NBC.
NBA on NBC.
Yeah, John Tesh wrote the theme.
All right,
called Round Ball Rock.
You even know the title?
Yeah, I know the title.
Got a whole story to it.
He called his messaging machine one day and like, you know, hummed it to himself. Right. And then when he got home, he figured it out.
Used to play the message when he performed it live.
Yeah.
I said, well, let's see if I do.
All right.
CBS? I think it's CBS.
Yeah, okay. How about this one? Love in an Elevator, Aerosmith.
Ooh.
You ever heard the start of that song?
No, I thought you were singing Tom Sawyer for a second. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah, no, similar.
How about Tom Sawyer?
Like,
Yeah. All right, a couple of requests. Call us back next week. We're looking for Love in an Elevator and the This Week in Baseball theme.
This will not be the last time we do this.
And the Masters theme for Masters Week. Got 2 months.
Oh, yeah, for Hardy, yes. Hardy and, yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Okay. Thank you.
Corey Pesaturo is a world champion accordion player.
Yes.
Great. Who found him? Was it you?
No, I found him at an event.
You're claiming Corey Pesaturo as your discovery.
I'm pretty sure it's Hardy's.
He did multiple events with me. I've seen him at events, man.
Yeah, but I mean, before or after he came on the show,
he is a Rhode Island native, and he's also got Guinness World Records.
For like speed accordion and like endurance accordion, all kinds of stuff.
Correct.
He's got that going for him.
Yes. Well, there you go.
All right.
he's the best. He is. Here are the headlines with Hardy. We got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I can't stop watching this Jetman video.
over Dubai, the Palm Island?
6,000 feet.
Jesus. These guys are moving. It's like superheroes. Oh.
What happens tomorrow night in the Celtics game? We won't be here to talk about it tomorrow. By the way, 6:30 tip time.
Love that.
Loving that for some reason. I typically like enjoy the later games. I mean,
and Saturday, and if they go to game 5, Monday, 6:30 as well.
But I won't lie.
I'll say that
game was over last night, and it was like early.
I say they lose tomorrow, and then they win the next two. They win in 5. They're not going to sweep them. So you got to give them one. You're down two zip, man. Yeah, game was tight last night. If you're going to get one, you got to get the next one. If you're Toronto.
It's according to the Beatle theory. Are you going to be worried if they do sweep it that they're too hot? They
No. This is the playoffs. I've heard that.
Get your rest. Go golf.
I heard Maz yesterday saying they could use a good loss. Right?
He always says that.
I don't buy into that. That theory. Not now. It's the playoffs now. You go all out now. And by the way, that applies more to baseball than it does, I think, any other sport. I don't typically worry about a team. There's two sports I worry about it with: hockey and baseball. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I can't really explain why. You know, I think momentum and playing well in those sports tends to come in stretches where you play well over an 8 to 10 game stretch and then you cool off a little bit. But once you get to the playoffs, no. All out every night. And last night is an example of a Celtics team that certainly did not quit in that game and got contributions from a variety of different players and put themselves in a position to come back and win that game. And I had questions about where the heads and minds of the Raptors were going into this thing. And I felt like at the end of that game last night, they were all too willing. I think they were rattled by the comeback of the Celtics. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it got in their heads a little bit.
You could see it in their face during the timeouts and stuff. They're like, we got no answer.
Little Atlanta Falcons-esque, if you will, in a much less important
Celtics
game.
Celtics did a good job defending athletically in the blocks and stuff. They timed all the blocks well. I mean, just
Brown was great.
They had no answer for
Brown
him.
Was excellent defensively. No even surprise
Tice.
There.
Tice was getting some. Like, when that guy's starting to play and gets them, like, Jesus, we're in trouble. We got nothing against them. Because they don't have a Kawhi, you know, so they don't have that guy.
Who's played well for Toronto when you look at this series?
Jesus. Nobody's really stood up.
Ibaka?
I mean, that's Serge Ibaka. Like, he's going to have good games.
But they're you know.
He ain't carrying them.
Supposed stars, like, has Pascal Siakam been anything impressive in this series? He's not anything yet.
But if they're going to get one, it's got to happen soon. I think it's tomorrow night.
All right, so
Celtics 25.
And they're going to have the refs on their side. Wait until you see.
The league's not going to want you to sweep. The league's not going to want them to have two consecutive sweeps.
No, they don't want that.
It's not good for the league.
I just see them as unfortunate, Doug, to be honest with you. I mean, I think Smart fouled the out of him on the one. So yeah. There's one for you.
And he didn't. He over-exaggerated that. There was some contact there, but he over-exaggerated that. It's a bit much. But let's see. Let's see what happens because of whiny Nick.
The only frustrating part about it is he shoots 14 free throws, which is as much as our whole team shoots. That's the frustrating part. I mean, I think our guys were working hard on him, and we were doing a pretty good job. He did make some good shots. They were obviously getting him the ball a lot, getting him in space. We could have helped a little bit better here and there, but they take very good care of him tonight.
Biggest irritation for Jim today was that Nick Nurse was wearing a hat during that post-game availability with an NN on it.
Nick
Nurse. He's got his own hat.
I'm like, this can't be. And Jim looked it up. And of course, Jim's very irritated by him, which makes me happy. Because Jim finds these little picky things against a certain team.
You wouldn't have any problem if Cam Newton came out with a CM1 hat, would you?
No, what?
CN1?
All the guys. Edelman's got one. Why shouldn't he? All people.
Tom Brady's girl.
That's a guy that brands himself.
Tom
man.
Brady's been wearing his TB12 hat for a decade.
Yeah. Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse has hats for himself.
Now he's got a foundation.
He does sell them for his foundation, so there's a charitable cause behind it. But
great.
Is Nick Nurse a household name? Deserves his own brand? It's a little odd. He's a good coach and all, but, you know.
His nickname should be Falker for Nurse.
Why is that?
Gaylord. Nurse, Mel Nurse.
You want a quick follow-up on Leonard Fournette?
Sure.
Yes.
Evan Lazar says the Patriots did reach out to Leonard Fournette, but I'm told it was gauging the market more than a serious push at the time.
What does that mean, gauging the market?
Belichick doing his due diligence, he says.
All right. They placed the call to Leonard Fournette. It's on. That's good. We're heading in the right direction.
Leonard, sit tight. You've got a good situation here. Don't jump.
Due diligence is on a guy that's going to sit on the street for 10 weeks. Fournette's not going to sit on the street for 10 weeks.
No. Let's get our ducks in line this weekend, and we'll talk to you Sunday.
Leonard, don't sign anywhere this weekend until you call me.
Call me Sunday.
Give us a couple of days. We're very interested.
Yep.
Unless they said 1 year for the minimum, and he said no, and they said okay. Like if they tried to really, really lowball it.
Yeah, that's tough to do now because they have money. You can't say, hey, we don't have much, like they did with Cam when Cam was available.
Right.
Can't give you much. We don't have much. And then bang.
Okay, then.
They can't pay him more than James White, though, right?
Yes, they can.
Why?
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
James White's too valuable. That's where you're getting problems in your locker room. You got to be smarter than that.
Oh, my God. How much more are you talking? Like, it'd be so big of a difference.
You're
going to
pay him $5 million a year? James White makes $4 million. You're not paying him more than $4 million a year. How does that do you any good?
Does it?
You want to pay Fournette $5-6 million a year to come in here?
I'd pay him $5 million. But how do you know he's going to get that? You don't. Nobody wanted him at $4 million. They could have had him at $4 million and they didn't take him. So something tells me they're not going to turn around and say, we'll bring you in for $5 million.
So you agree. Pay him less than $4 million.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
So we agree.
What if it's more than 1 year? What if it's 2 year deal?
Give him $2 million.
That's fine.
$2 million.
All right, we'll get to today's takeaways coming up next. Don't miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Give it to you. Today's takeaways brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Instead of wondering why so many people have had that great success with the Wake 180 Weight Loss, find out for yourself. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
Good work by T-Bone. I was just told he went back and found that original Bo Derek conversation with Dan Shaughnessy. Are we ready for that? Hardy?
Very much so.
Let's hear it.
Raquel Welch, birthday today. Zoe, what is her famous reference in movies that you know? She's the poster in Shawshank.
Bo Derek.
The last poster.
Yeah. Bo Derek.
No. Okay. Anyway, she's 77.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused.
Farrah Fawcett.
Why did I answer twice?
Why did you say it again? You said
Bo Derek.
No, Bo Derek.
Reference in movies that you know. She's the poster in Shawshank.
Bo Derek. Derek and Foxborough. Yeah. You think of her running on the beach.
But he told you it was Raquel Welch.
No, it wasn't a Raquel Welch and hanging in Shawshank.
Yeah, somebody else tweeted this in, yes.
It was
it started with Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth.
And then it changed throughout the years. And the last one was Raquel Welch from...
Bo Derek.
Was it Barbarella? Is that the name of the movie? And the warden comes in and says, what do you say, Fuzzy Britches?
Josh Fowler, our producer on the television side, tweeted, I speak Scott Zolak. He was visualizing the poster of Raquel Welch in Shawshank and remembered Bo Derek running on the beach in 10.
Bingo.
So he literally blurted out what his mind's eye saw.
It's like name association. Go.
She's the poster in Shawshank.
Bo Derek. Bo Derek.
All right, let's get to the musical instruments from today.
These were great.
Jim rolled on these without our voices.
What do you want, Nick? The electric guitar?
You give us whatever you got.
Who's that, Hardy?
What song was it?
Yeah,
just please.
There was Eruption, I believe.
Yeah. We just please play the vibra slap again.
Yeah,
that's what's really what we're here for.
Hello, I play the oboe. Yeah. All right.
Is that Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. Honest to God.
Feeling.
We went on that cruise 3 years ago, and we get to this private island. We get there, and they welcome you with this steel drum band. I was so happy to see them. And then they're walking around. They're selling CDs of their music. I bought 3 of them.
Where are they?
They're somewhere in my house. I never listened to them. But I'm like, I bought one for my kids. Like, they love it. Like, I love your music. Like, funny you said that. We got CDs for sale.
Yeah.
I'll take 3. $10 is 30.
Yeah.
Makes me think of that scene in The Firm when the first time they go down to the island and Gene Hackman's, you know, dancing with the hooker at the bar.
Yes.
Kind of doing the. She may not be a, you know, sex worker. Apologies. How can you even tell you're messing up?
Bruce Arena plays the alto sax in his youth, right? Is that what he said today?
Yeah, jazz sax.
What did? And Slater said the same thing.
Yeah,
Slater is also a saxophone.
I said violin. Man. I bet Slater would have been a violin guy.
Yeah, a very cerebral instrument.
Something classical.
Oh, we told him to call Jackie and get it sent here. Mm. Call Dad.
We won't
get him to send the saxophone, and let's have a performance.
One more.
Hi, I'm here for the Redemption Tour.
Nailed it that time.
She sure did.
There's no note to be played. It's the same sound every time.
Yeah, what are you?
So you gave her a second chance.
Yeah.
Bad vibra slap player is exactly the same as a good one. There's
you have to know timing. You have to understand timing, tempo, and pitch.
You got to hit as long
you
as
you got to know when to hit it.
Right. Rhythm. That's the only thing there is.
Sure.
Do it at the right time? That's it.
Is there any?
I'm here for the Redemption Tour.
Right. How do you know if that was heard? That may have been a recording. That was too good.
Yeah, there was a click there on the line.
She may have pressed play on some virtuoso vibra slap.
And the question is there a delay from when you hit the vibra slap to when it plays?
Oh, it's pretty much instantaneous.
It's instantaneous.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beetle, excellent question, because you would have to trigger it before you actually wanted the sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a good question, but as I recall, no, it's right at that moment.
Well, we deserve some well-needed rest. You guys, get your rest.
Let's do
that. Earned it today.
I'll see you Tuesday.
I'll see you then. See you next Tuesday, Zoe.
Have a great Labor Day weekend, people.
Belcher Mass. Sun. Coming your way next. Enjoy.
Loaded show next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've said it in the past. They could need a good ass kicking every now and then. And tonight's one of them. They could use a good ass kicking. They absolutely could. They're 5-0 here in the early part of this postseason. You know, I don't want to say the bubble, but obviously since the real playoffs have started, they breezed through Philadelphia. Did they even break a sweat in the Philly series?
Not really.
Did Philly ever push them at all?
No, sir.
Philly packed it in. That team quit. And then Toronto came out and did the first same thing in game one. Toronto didn't show up for that game. The Celtics need some real competition here. And if you really wanted a championship as a fan, you would understand that and embrace it. It'll make them better. You don't want these cakewalks through these pansy teams that aren't going to show up because they want to get out of the bubble and go home.
What a passionate, emphatic case for a loss. Seriously.
Be good for them.
Okay.
They could use a loss.
Jaylen Brown up fakes the three. Shot clock at one. He steps to his left. Launches a crazy three. It is no good. Rebound. Smart tried to keep it alive. Couldn't do it. 3 seconds to go. Quick three, Van Vliet. No good, and the Celtics have won the ball game.
My heart beats still. Where's Fred Stafford? Would you need him? Elizabeth, I'm coming to see you, honey. I'm going to have a Celtic jersey on.
Sorry, Mass. Tough result.
Don't apologize.
How'd you feel about it?
Well, so I'll tell you this.
Did you change your mind about needing a loss?
Not really.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.